Armandi.
Hey, is Vito in?
Hold on, because I think he's on a machine. Who is this?
It's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. I know if he's pretty busy right now, maybe there's somebody else that can possibly help me out.
I could probably help you. What were you looking at for? I mean, what do you need?
We were in contact with the business, looks like a couple quarters ago, in regards to some of the programs that we had to offer, equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
Yeah,
right now, to be honest with you, we haven't got anything in the works. And to be honest with you, too, we also have a good bank that works with us all the time. Matter of fact, they call us up almost every other week, just about.
it's with Regions. Yeah, I think that's last time what it's. I think it was Vito who I talked with. I mentioned that, you know, you guys work very closely with your guys' local bank, and
right. That
you guys have a very strong tie to them. I mentioned that we're not trying to compete for your guys' relationship with Regions. We're not trying to, like, be...
Right.
We act more as a secondary source of funds,
right. Realistically.
And
I understand. I mean, if we, you know, usually whenever if I do sell a piece of equipment or something like that, and they want me to refinance it or whatever, I usually send it off to people like you guys. But right now, I'll be honest, but we don't have anything in the works. It's kind of quiet right now.
Oh, is there a reason for that?
I don't know. I guess the economy. I haven't got the slightest idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty interesting. And kind of refresh my memory, but you guys do caramel apples, right?
Yeah, I do caramel apples. I also do the machinery for the caramel apples.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's a two-part. It's not just
one.
Oh, okay. So what does the machinery do? Like,
they make the caramel apples.
Oh, they make the caramel apples.
We actually make them and sell the equipment too. So.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. I think you're one of the first companies that I've come across that has that type of a dynamic where you actually manufacture an edible product as well as, you know, the machine parts for it.
Because
the division of the bank I work in specializes in providing financing to the manufacturing and machine shop industry. So
right.
I always like to learn a little bit more about my customers and potential customers and see, you know, how the different, I guess, areas kind of affect the different things that you guys
right.
do. But honestly, you're literally one of the first I've ever ran across where it's
right.
you guys create something that's edible rather than, you know, machine parts or something like that. So
if something comes up, I mean, I'll let you know. I think I got all your information anyway from an email, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's see here. Let me see if I sent you guys something. I don't think I actually sent you guys my contact info because it was a brief conversation that I had.
Sure, let me give you my email address. It's F as in Frank,
mm-hmm.
and then R A I M O N D I 8990 at gmail.com.
Okay, let me read that back to you real quick so I have that right. So it's F as in Frank,
yep.
R A as in Apple, I
yep.
M as in Mary,
yep.
O N as in Nancy,
yep.
C as in Cat.
No, D as in David.
Ah, there we go. See, would have sent that off to somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I again, and then 8990.
Yep.
Okay, I'll shoot you guys over my contact information, so you have me on file. And no, of course, you know, with the slowdown and everything, it's not going to be on the top of your priority list to be looking for financing. But, you know, keep me in mind.
Okay.
You know, I want to be able to earn your guys' business, kind of throw my hat in the ring there and see if there's anything we can do to help you guys out.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Right, and what was your name, sorry?
My name's Frank.
All right, Frank, I appreciate it, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.